This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, it's not even March yet, and already the NFL rumors are out of control. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Lots to do today. Glad to have you on this Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. Where did this Steelers in the mix for Trevor Lawrence rumor, like, even get started? It popped up yesterday, Perloff. Well, we actually know. It was a guy named Ryan Burr, who works for the Big Ten Network, who said that the Steelers called the Jacksonville Jaguars and inquired about Trevor Lawrence. Now, the Jags had to come out and say, no, never happened, never would happen, never will happen. He's our franchise guy. But in some ways, even though this rumor may have gotten debunked pretty quickly, it doesn't change the fact that the Steelers actually need to be going big game hunting. This idea that you're going to cobble together another quarterback room with the cast off of Russell Wilson and the cast off of Justin Fields, it's just not good enough. The Steelers have to finally make a move.
I don't see it happening. B, why would you bring in a big ticket quarterback when you have no talent around him?
Well, that's not true. You have limited talent on the offensive skill position players, but you have a very talented defense.
Yeah, that's not around him. A quarterback plays on offense.
Well, but it's complimentary, Pearl. You have a defense that actually is further along than the offense is. You need more skill position players, but I'm going to be honest. If I'm a GM of a football team, if I'm Omar Khan, for example, of the Steelers, if you're asking me to fix one thing on my football team, offensive skill position players, I think as long as you get the right quarterback in place, that can happen very, very quickly. You're not asking to remake an offensive line. Mm-hmm. You're not asking for expensive pass rushers. I'm not telling you got to figure out a way to get Myles Garrett, who I don't even think would get traded in the division anyway. It's not that. Those are big, really difficult things. You get a quarterback in, all of a sudden your skill position players look a lot better.
Not these skill position players. I mean, they're terrible.
He's not terrible.
Look at his stats.
A head case.
Look at his stats. You're telling me that's good? I don't think George Pickens is. I think he's super talented. I don't think he's good in that system. I think it's a terrible spot for a quarterback. Like, you're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers, failed with Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams. You're going to give him Van Jefferson and George Pickens, unless you can get me T. Higgins, but you can't. What? And I know the Steelers were after Brandon Ayuk last year, but point to the big free agent offensive signing the Steelers have had ever.
Well, see, this is the problem, though. If, you know, we talked to Jerome Bettis, the Hall of Famer, when we were in Radio Row last week, and one of the big things that the Steelers are going to have to do is they're going to have to get out of the comfort zone a little bit here. You haven't been able to find a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, and when you did go to draft a guy in the first round, you literally took the guy who was already in the building. You know, whether Kenny Pickett was ever going to be a good quarterback or not, just think about that. You know, it was a bad quarterback draft year anyway, and they didn't even look outside their own facility to ultimately get maybe lulled, wooed. The process of them taking Pickett now looks way, way flawed in retrospect. because were they actually giving a real shot and a real look to someone outside the building, or did they just get comforted by a guy they knew?
Well, I don't think there's another quarterback in that draft. We'd have to look back. That was a terrible. Also, Pickens threw 42 touchdowns at Pitt. It wasn't a crazy pick by any means.
Well, it turned out to not be.
He had like a Bo Nix amazing season. He statistically should have been gone by 21. I just think he had small hands, or they wouldn't even been there.
Well, the other part then, you can't put him with an offensive coordinator who Mike Tomlin was just so comfortable with that he didn't even want to move on from. The ownership had to get involved. And that was somebody who had a relationship because Mike Tomlin's kid played for him, like at Maryland or whatever. Like the Steelers need this crazy, crazy shakeup. They need to get out of their comfort zone. And it's ironic because that's all Mike Tomlin ever talks about, being uncomfortable. Getting comfortable, being uncomfortable. Yet the Steelers never do anything to make themselves uncomfortable.
You're totally right.
It's lip service.
They've had the same coaches. They've had three coaches in the last 70 years. They're not getting out of their comfort zone. Why all of a sudden are they going to change? I think there's another thing that happened that is affecting their thinking.
What's that?
The wild card game against the Ravens. What did the Ravens do? They ran their quarterback down their throat. You don't think Mike Tomlin was incredibly jealous of Lamar Jackson taking off on every single play in the first half? I think he wants to do that. I think they're going to go opposite. I don't think they're going for Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford. I think they're going for Justin Fields and drafting Jalen Milroe, and they are going to run their quarterback. And that I think that's the shape they want. I think they want a running quarterback defense team like Baltimore. I know Lamar threw it a little more last year, but you saw the playoff game. They just said, you know what? We are going to physically beat you up. And I know I've watched Mike Tomlin. Like, he was probably so jealous of the Ravens. I think they want to go conservative. If your Arthur Smith is your coordinator, all he wants to do is hand the ball off. You think they're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford to sling it around the yard? They're more likely to go the exact opposite direction.
Listen, I don't think Rodgers and Stafford is the right move because they're too late in their careers now. If you're the Steelers, you're looking for something more long-term. Jerome Bettis said as much. Manny, can I hear cut four, please, from Jerome Bettis? This is with us, courtesy us. Courtesy Maggie and Perloff Show, talking to the Hall of Famer last week.
Courtesy Infinity Sports Radio Network.
Also them. We're all one big family. Jerome Bettis telling us that the Steelers' plan at quarterback has to be long-term.
I think you have to have a plan as well. You have to have the plan. Where is the next quarterback? Because right now, you know Russell, he can give you multiple years, but you can't think that he's the 10-year plan.
Right.
So they have to find what is the 10-year plan. I think if you bring Russell back and you don't have an heir apparent ready, then I think you've done yourself a disservice.
Okay. Totally agree. Totally agree with Jerome Bettis here. And that's why I'm advocating for Sam Darnold to be the next quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sam Darnold is still only 27 years old. This guy like doesn't age. Did he come into the league at like 9 years old? He's been around forever, yet he's not even close to hitting 30 yet. And listen, did Darnold benefit from having Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and Kevin O'Connell? Absolutely. But think about what you're saying. This is an offense that doesn't want to do a ton anyway. Can Sam Darnold be a point guard? Can Sam Darnold be, you know, a guy who can get the best out of these receivers? I think he can.
Well, it's got to be different receivers. But yeah, no, that's definitely good thinking. And he's kind of a big, tall, sturdy guy. Would fit Pittsburgh.
He can play in the cold weather.
He's going to be expensive. You know, and also, too, where you're talking about a 10-year plan or is he a 3-year plan? Like, what kind of contract are we doing here?
Listen, he's 27 years old and he might be like a Rich Gannon, late bloomer kind of guy where it's just like his best is still yet to come. I don't know.
Okay. I definitely like that solution. And you went younger. You didn't go Rodgers or Stafford. But I think realistically, I mean, I think they might have to compete with a team like the Raiders who's going to throw a little more money. I think they looked around the league and said, hey, how did the Chiefs and the Eagles get to the Super Bowl this year? They ran the ball.
Yep.
And, you know, Tomlin was way ahead of this trend. He just wants to run the ball. I think they go super conservative and they stay with Justin Fields. I really do. That's my strong favorite there because then they could make up for their bad O-line. They could make up for their bad receivers by just being conservative. Now, that'll get them to 9-8.
Yeah.
I understand, but guess what?
They never
ever change on that. Why do you think they're going to change now? Why is Dan Rooney and Mike Tomlin, who've been very, very consistent, all of a sudden going to say, let's pay up for the quarterback. Let's sign T. Higgins, let's do all these highfalutin passing things. They just never do that. And also, they have to pay a lot of defensive guys. It's not easy. Like, they're not a team with a ton of cap space.
You want to know what ends up happening, I think, is people end up getting fed up, is why. Now, I don't think the Steelers fan base is not abandoning this team. You're not going to have empty seats. But there does become a time when Mike Tomlin will have to start answering some tough questions.
Wasn't that 2 years ago?
Well, like, it doesn't get better, or does it get worse if you keep losing these playoff games? Gets worse.
Do you see them changing? They are a team that never, ever, ever changes. Mike Tomlin is the most stubborn head coach there is.
Well, and you wonder who's actually calling the shots there, because I know general manager Omar Khan, you know, is a little newer in this position, obviously, than Tomlin, who's been the head coach for 18 years. And I think ultimately Mike Tomlin is the guy with the power. I really do. I think that Tomlin gets who he wants. I think Tomlin is able to nix things that he doesn't want.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if he's like the guy who put a kibosh on like a Brandon Ayuk trade. I don't even think a Brandon Ayuk trade may have not even been possible. But I think that it's ultimately Tomlin. So you're asking why would things change or whatever. Ultimately, if you're not winning playoff games, then and you are the one who is, I think, the deciding factor of personnel as well.
Right.
Then ultimately, who's going to wear the blame eventually?
This is a guy who kept Matt Canada around for an extra 23 games.
And what happened, though?
It was
ownership
bad.
Did eventually step in.
Right. That's my point. Like, Tomlin ain't going to change. If it's up to Tomlin, he will stay conservative. He's a defensive coach by nature. I just don't see... you're right. Everything you said, like, they should get out of their comfort zone, but I tend to believe that people are consistent and they won't get out of their comfort zone. I hope they do. I would love to see them get Sam Darnold and pay up and get one of these 30-year-old receivers, Stephon Diggs or Cooper Kupp. Like, that's what they need to do. But we've seen Tomlin just ignore what everyone... Did we say the same thing last year? I mean, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields?
Well, but see, you could understand that a little bit, right? Because Kenny Pickett, they moved on from him. And I think that Russell Wilson and Fields were kind of just an opportunity. They're playing guys like $1 million, like less.
Right.
You know, I think they were thinking, all right, you know, first of all, Fields wanted to go to Pittsburgh, and apparently the Bears did right by him there. And then Russ, like, kicking the tires on Russ, it wasn't the worst idea.
I just think that Tomlin's going to look at Sam Darnold and say, well, I'm going to pay a ton for this guy, a ton, and he's going to throw picks, and I hate that more than anything. I'm not sure what the answer is here. Maybe that's the best solution I've heard, but I think much more likely is they go with Justin Fields and just try and run it down after the Ravens ran it down their throat, get revenge the next year and run it down the Ravens' throat.
855-212-4227. I don't love it as a plan. I don't love the let's hope that Justin Fields in a division that has Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in it, and we have no idea what Cleveland's going to do, but I don't love coming into you're coming into a gunfight with a knife there.
What about my backup? I stuck in draft Jalen Milroe, who they were linked to already.
I saw that. You know, Jalen Milroe at this point, the Alabama quarterback, is teetering to me on lottery ticket status. You know, his stock went really, really down at the Senior Bowl. We talked to him at Radio Row. Delightful guy. I mean, definitely someone you'd want as far as, like, vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But is he actually going to be a thing in the NFL?
Well,
I don't think so.
I think it's interesting. You know, you're looking at, again, they have Lamar Jackson looming over them. And Justin Fields. Justin Fields probably the second fastest quarterback in the NFL. Lamar being the fastest. Jalen Milroe is probably faster than both of them. Like, yes, Jalen Milroe will not throw the ball once there, and he fumbles like crazy. But if you get him, say, third round, I just see Pittsburgh being interested in that kind of quarterback. Just like,
is he actually a quarterback, though? Or is he just a gadget?
Oh, I mean, dude, I mean, he's got a great long arm. Like, he can throw the ball down the field.
Where's it going?
He's very accurate. His best play is a 60-yard pass to Ryan Williams. Like, he can throw that ball. He just can't throw intermediate and short. And honestly, the fumbles was a massive problem. But listen, we're not talking first-round pick. We're talking if he falls later, and they probably or take a Jackson Dart in the second round or another young quarterback, Fields and a young quarterback. That's a better plan because they're never going to get a top five pick. They're never going to, I mean, they're not going to be in the Arch Manning carousel. They're not getting I can't say his last name, at Tennessee. Like, that's not going to happen. So what are you going to do? You have to find a middle road. That's why your Sam Darnold solution is better than waiting on a top 10 draft pick. That's never going to happen.
I know. And that's why I think I'm giving the Steelers gold here. 855-212-4227. I'm sure they're at least thinking about it. But all this started with a rumor that the Steelers had called Jacksonville about Trevor Lawrence. Does anyone really think Trevor Lawrence is available, by the way?
Well, they can't trade him because of the cap hit.
His and I don't think they want to. Untradeable. Anyway. Yeah, coming off an injury.
Well, no, I don't think they want to trade Trevor Lawrence. They just signed a coach who was specifically there to help Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly.
But Steelers just saw Luka Doncic get traded and said anything's possible.
Yeah. Just everyone's shooting for midcourt now.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of all the guys who are entrenched where they are, right? All the QB1s who really have a solid hold. I'm not talking about Stafford and the guys at the end. I'm talking about in their prime. The one guy who you could probably get from a team is Tua.
Well, that's
and nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one's paying for Tua.
Exactly. So the guy, like, you're not getting Herbert. You're not getting Josh Allen. You're not getting Lamar. You're not getting Joe Burrow. You know, these guys who are, like, have their money and have their contracts, you're not getting them out.
You might get Dak if you wanted him, but I don't think anyone's paying for Dak.
Yeah, now you're getting a 30-plus-year-old quarterback who's coming off another lower body injury.
Let's see. Is there any rich quarterback? I mean, Jared Goff, the Lions.
Kyler?
No, Kyler's money is almost over, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying a guy who's like clearly QB1 who you could make a call and maybe the team wouldn't have to put out five fires saying that this never happened.
Clearly QB1, huh?
What?
Kyler?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying he's got the starting job.
Oh, I know, but I don't think anyone's going to really want to pay $50 million for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I'm wondering who the Steelers can make phone calls to if you actually want an entrenched starter to come over.
That's not going to happen. We're talking about Sam Darnold. We're talking about mostly the ex-Jets. We're talking about Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's no young guy coming, right?
I think Darnold, but obviously it's a different situation.
Well, Darnold, yeah, but
he's available.
Right, right. They could go to free agency for sure, but there's no, like, trade coming for... I mean, how often do quarterbacks like that get traded anyway?
I mean, if you're saying that they want a running quarterback, why not Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray in Pittsburgh? I just think that it's the division of giants. Like, that little guy running around in the cold weather? Nah.
I mean, they just had Russell Wilson. He's not that much bigger.
What? And I don't think they liked it. I think they were a little bummed that Russell couldn't run more than 4 yards until the linebacker caught him. Kyler Murray? I don't think he has much value around the league right now. He's got to drop back like 20 yards to see the field. Like, it's. I don't think that's happening.
855-212-4227. We get it started off with the rumor mill churning. Just people drumming up stuff. I mean, listen, EJ, you're right. Luka Doncic got traded. One phone call. Mavs to Lakers. Didn't even put it out there. So I guess you got to make the call. It's a waste of time. But
I mean, we've had a couple trades. Stafford got traded with the Lions.
Yeah, that was a Cabo deal.
That's one. I'm trying to think. Has there ever been another big prime quarterback trade?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd have to just think about it.
Not really, though. I mean, it's not.
Well, I mean, Russell Wilson got traded to Denver.
Prime quarterback, not guy who's at the end. Like, yeah, Rodgers got traded.
Yeah, Rodgers got traded.
But I'm talking about a guy like who's in his 20s, who's at the top of his game.
Jay Cutler. Last guy.
Jay Cutler.
I'm not saying
prime quarterback.
No, in his prime.
A guy who wasn't, like, completely checking himself out of the NFC title game.
Hey, his shoe came untied. 855-212-4227. Can't play with an untied shoe. All right, Steelers, options for their quarterback situation. What do you like? What do you hate? Let us know. 855-212-4227. Valentine's Day around here. Manny, big plans?
Not even a little bit. Watch the Rising Stars game.
How romantic.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot coming your way from Dallas, Texas. We have a lot coming your way from some new head coaches, new NFL coaches, and I will give you later on, in honor of Valentine's Day, the top five most impactful sports massacres we've ever had in terms of a team or someone getting beaten really badly.
Like the Valentine's Day massacre.
Exactly.
By the way.
Yes.
Saddest thing I ever heard. Just like, I think we just didn't give enough attention. Watching the Rising Stars game, even if it wasn't Valentine's Day, that would be pathetic. But that is beyond pathetic.
Listen.
Do you work for the NBA? Like, why on earth would you watch that game?
This is Manny's Friday night, okay? It's Valentine's Day. Rising Stars Challenge. Listen, you're spending your Valentine's Day with Victor Wembanyama. I don't even know if he's even in the game.
I don't know either, but I know Zachary Risachet is going to be there. He just lost to the Knicks, so.
That guy, by the way, oh, man, what a bust for a number one pick. I'm ready to call that.
Oh, he's good.
What position is he?
He's playing fine. He's starting.
No, what position is that guy in the NBA?
Small forward.
Oh, yeah, he is. That guy, I was like, wow, he's a number one pick. NBA draft, like, whatever. I was thinking, by the way, I have a major complaint about All-Star Weekend.
Oh, major complaint. Let's hold it.
Yes.
Because we did get some news coming out yesterday, more stuff about All-Star Weekend. Yeah, Manny, that we got to bump this up a little bit. Friday night, Valentine's Day, you watching Rising Stars. Perloff's right. That doesn't, as a show, I don't think we can let that happen for
you. Look, that was me 10 years ago. Now I'm engaged. Manny will be fine.
If you watch the skills competition, you're just wasting time until you die. Because the skills competition is the stupidest all-star event in the history of the world.
I still have my own time.
A lot of bounce passes.
Oh, wow. Tyrese Halliburton threw a chest pass into a net. What are we doing?
That's probably not accurate because he's two tones tied, but I digress.
We're gonna bump up this Valentine's Day for Manny. 855-212-4227. Get it going with the Steelers. Where should they look for their next QB? Let us know.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So the NBA stinks. I'm just going to put it out there right now. I'm so mad at this league. I had nothing to watch last night, so I turned on NBA TV, and they were showing old dunk contests. And there was Michael Jordan going head-to-head with Dominique Wilkins. Now we get Andre Jackson Jr. going against a G Leaguer. You could have an amazing dunk contest this year. You could have Anthony Edwards, Jalen Greed, Cade Cunningham, and John Morant going head-to-head. All of them have had crazy highlight dunks the last 2 days. Amazing dunks, like all-time dunks, but they don't want, nobody does it anymore, and the NBA should force them to have an entertaining dunk. We could have the greatest dunk contest ever this year, and they don't want to do it.
Perloff, you can't blame the NBA for that. The players have to take responsibility. You can't force them to do something. There's a union. They have contracts. You can't say, hey, you got to do this. You got to take that up with the players. The players don't want to get embarrassed. They don't want to be memes. They already got their shoe deals. They don't have to do this for Nike. Take it up with the players.
Jalen Green could quadruple his earnings by going to the dunk contest.
He's done it before, by the way.
Oh, he has? Okay. He had a dunk last night. It was crazy. What about Anthony Edwards? Why won't he do it? I guess he's pretty big, but...
Yeah, he's a big star. All the same excuses. Yeah.
Michael Jordan built $1 billion empire off the dunk contest.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan didn't have Instagram. Like, we're in a different world right now. You don't need it.
The average cash does not know who Jalen Green is. He's not going to make the marketing money of... Zion, too. I forgot about him. Like, there is a lot of money to be had. I mean, how hard is it? Jalen Green literally has the power of flight. Like, he's not going to have a good dunk. How's he going to embarrass
himself? Tons of money. See, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, Jalen Green, as long as he just keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to get a super max of, what is it, $350?
It's
the GDP of a small country. He doesn't have to do the dunk contest again.
Why would he not? I mean, Blake Griffin and those guys didn't have to do it, and Zach LaVine and Gordon, like, those guys didn't have to do it, but they did it because, A, it's awesome. B, like, you definitely enhance your stardom. Like, what's the downside?
I know, but you're saying it didn't save it.
Like, maybe one guy who's embarrassed himself in the dunk contest.
But you just also...
Jericho Sims.
was he bad?
Oh, it was awful. You also didn't remember Jalen Green doing it. Like, he did it, and you didn't remember.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did he win?
I don't know.
No.
Well, I just think, like, there's no downside. I can't remember anyone who hurt their reputation in the dunk contest. Jericho Sims had no reputation to hurt.
James Flight White, another Nick who did not do well in the dunk contest.
Who?
Wow, who?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Anyway, while Perloff complains about all things NBA, we're asking you who should be the next quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know who the head coach is going to be. That's not changing. Dan's in Rochester. Dan's trying to be solution-based here. Dan, what are your thoughts for the Steelers?
Okay, I'm going to take you on a quick journey. All right? I'm going to give you four players, three teams.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to give you Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers to the Niners. Okay?
Both
I'm going to give
them?
You Brock Purdy, one of the two.
Okay.
Shanahan takes his pick. Then I'm going to give you Brock Purdy to the Colts. And then I'm going to give you Anthony Richardson to the Steelers.
Huh. And this is going to be like some type of basketball trade where do the Utah Jazz have to get involved with some second-round picks?
I'm not saying it goes all that way, but Shanahan gets one of the two quarterbacks he's been trying to get for years,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not a big Anthony Richardson person, but if the Steelers really want a running quarterback, you know, Lamar couldn't really throw the ball coming out of college, but now he's somewhat accurate. Maybe Richardson develops into that, but he kind of has a body like Ben Roethlisberger. And Purdy, to me, seems like the Niners just, they owe him a contract soon. They don't seem like they want to commit. Mm. He seems like he would actually fit better in Indianapolis playing in the Dome. They got better weapons, like similar to what he's working with in The Niners, it just seems like in a perfect world, it would all kind of set up for what everybody's looking for and wants.
But Steichen likes big, mobile quarterbacks in Indy. I don't think he, like, he loved Jalen Hurts, and Purdy's, I don't know, big enough for him.
I agree with you there, but at the same token, the wins add up. And I mean, like, he got, I mean, who got more wins this year, Richardson or Flacco?
Yeah, no, the answer is alarming, Dan, for Colts fans. And thank you for the call, and thanks for thinking outside the box here. So you want to do some real do-si-do-ing. So the Kirk Cousins gang, of which Kyle Shanahan is the leader of.
He started that whole monster.
So it's either Cousins or Rodgers. Purdy goes to the Colts.
That part I don't see. But
and then Anthony Richardson to the Steelers. I here's my thing about Anthony Richardson. I think we're a lot closer to Anthony Richardson not playing football or being a backup than we are to him basically starting over with another franchise. I think Anthony Richardson's career is teetering right now. He gets hurt a lot. He's not accurate. It's fun to watch, but you never know where the ball's going. And it's clear that he did not have enough reps coming out of college to step into an NFL starting gig, obviously.
I'm more shallow. I love me some Anthony Richardson. I don't know. I saw after the loss to the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, like, hugged him and said, you are a very talented quarterback. You're going to make it in this NFL. And I believe Kevin O'Connell. Also, Richardson has a strangely odd winning record. Like, he just wins.
He doesn't play.
He's, what is he? Okay, he's 8-7 as a starter, 6-5 last year. I think Mike Tomlin would love
it. Wow, gangbusters.
Well, that's pretty, for a guy you're saying is going to out of the league, I think of a guy who's like 1-10. I think Tomlin would be very interested in Anthony Richardson.
How about Ryan, who's in Dallas, has got a solution for the Steelers? Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thinking Steelers need to grab Daniel Jones off the Vikings. If you're asking for a big quarterback, the dude's 6'5", 220. He was the most accurate, or up there, not the most accurate, but as far as deep ball throwers, he was top five up until last year, until he blew his confidence. Giants did him wrong, but he's big mobile, and
The only thing about that, Ryan, listen, you're right. If you're talking about checking boxes, Daniel Jones can run. Problem is, he gets outside the pocket. He gets hurt. Thank you for the call. It's just, what's your ceiling here with Daniel Jones? It's not high. It's not. You know, I know that the Giants have not been a good organization over the last decade, and a lot of things worked against him, but he also wasn't very good.
Well, they've already had Daniel Jones. They had Trubisky and Mason Rudolph. Like, why do they need? They might as well just bring back Trubisky. What's the difference?
Well, Jones is a better runner. Jones can run like 20 miles an hour. He's very, very fast. The problem is, then what happens?
Trubisky's really
trip
good
over
athlete.
The 5-yard line.
But I mean, Jones will follow in that footsteps and throw an 8-yard pass on 3rd and 9. If they do that, I think Steelers fans would be very upset.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that. Jeff's in Minnesota. That's where Daniel Jones is currently on the depth chart. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what day is it? Oh, it's happy, what is it? Valentine's Day?
It's Labor Day.
Oh, it is. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I've been away from sports. I have to apologize for a few days. And then I heard some interesting news yesterday about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
So first, Purdy probably is going to stay for the 49ers. But here is my question to you professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a possibility that the Vikings could pick up Aaron Rodgers and help mold what they have now, get rid of Darnold? I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh. And what do you think? Is he going to take the same route that Brett Favre did?
Of course
he is. That's my question.
Of course he is. Everyone knows this is happening. That's what they call the universe, Jeff. That's how it works.
Jeff, happy 4th of July, pal. Good to talk to you. And thanks for coming back to us and finding us. Took a little break from sports, and now he's back. Pearl, you've been talking about this maybe for, I would say, at least 2 years?
But Jeff called last week. I feel like Jeff hasn't disappeared that long. We've talked to him recently.
Well,
but, it's almost too obvious. Like, it's not going to happen because it's too obvious.
That Aaron Rodgers would go to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, just kill it. Of course, if he did go to Minnesota, he would have 35 touchdowns and 7 picks and be second in MVP voting. I could guarantee that's a fact. That is the most predictable thing that would ever happen.
The problem is you got McCarthy there. If McCarthy's healthy, why are they bringing in Rodgers?
Well, I think a lot of people are speculating, you know, what McCarthy is coming off of. Two surgeries, having trouble like getting fully strength. I don't know. Maybe it's a bridge quarterback 1 year of Rodgers. It's got to be tempting.
Because here's the thing. If Rodgers, you know, goes to Minnesota and say he has some success, like you're saying, what did you say, 35 touchdowns, 10 picks or whatever you said?
Seven picks,
fine. So then now you're 2 years into McCarthy's rookie season. And you're going to owe now Rodgers another season.
Yep.
It becomes the biggest waste of a pick.
Well, I mean, it kind of worked in Green Bay twice, once with Aaron Rodgers, once with Jordan Love. No, it's an unusual spot, but you didn't expect McCarthy to get hurt. So, and Minnesota, as I pointed out many times, is where old quarterbacks go to kick butt. It's just, again, you go back, Randall Cunningham came out of nowhere. Jeff George came out of nowhere. Brett Favre came out of nowhere. Warren Moon had a killer season there. Like, it'll work. Does anybody, I know, EJ, you don't like Aaron Rodgers, but you have to admit, he'd be a Pro Bowler in Minnesota.
Pro Bowler, maybe. I mean, that's a weird thing today. I think he'd be better than he was with the Jets. I don't think they'd have a worse record next year. I'll say that.
Yeah, where they were 14-3. Maybe. Right. But, I mean, throwing to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson.
Christian
Darrisaw
all back
Aaron
healthy,
Jones.
Their left tackle.
Kevin O'Connell, like, that's what Rodgers has to do. All these quarterbacks should want to get to offensive coaches. Don't go to Mike Tomlin. That's my point. Everybody, we're talking about the Steelers. The truth is, whoever's their quarterback is not ever going to be able to throw the ball. Arthur Smith is their offense coordinator. So what are we doing here?
855-212-4227. We're asking you the question. The next quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers is ... Although we have really liked these contributions, like this Brock Purdy to the Colts and Kirk Cousins to the 49ers. Andrew Bogish has all the headlines on this very busy morning.
Guys, good morning. Those headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Battle of the Bulge.
It's a stat line that we haven't seen in a long time.
A step back from the nail, in and out, Betts the long rebound, Watkins the steal. Here she comes, left wing, a euro to the cup, lays it in, USC's in front.
Juju Watkins on the Trojan Sports Network, the USC star with 38 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 8 blocks to take down top-ranked and previously unbeaten UCLA, 71-60. Watkins is the first D1 woman or man, NBA or WNBA player this century with a game of at least 35 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 5 blocks, and 5 made threes.
Sheesh.
Wow.
Her head coach, Lindsey Gottlieb.
I can't really put into words what kind of performance this was, but I hope and I know this crowd here appreciates the heart and soul that she puts on this court, and it was just, I mean, as good as anything I've ever seen.
Just 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists from Olivia Miles, second-ranked Notre Dame, an 88-57 win at Pitt. On the men's side, number 14, Memphis kept rolling, 80-65 at South Florida. That's 9 straight wins for the Tigers. One of the best names in the game, Dane Danger, 20 points and 7 boards for Memphis.
Dane Danger?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The last night before the NBA All-Star break included the Warriors winning in Houston, 105-98. The Pelicans outlasted the Kings, 140-133 in OT, snapping a 10-game skid. And overtime as well in Salt Lake City.
Norm's season high is 39. He's got it left wing with 38. Crosses left hand, drives, Euro steps, layup, 40 ball, Norman Powell bringing the heat to Utah, 119-114 Clippers, a minute to go in overtime.
Carlo Jimenez on Clippers Radio, Powell's 41, getting LA the 120-116 win. USA Hockey ran away from Finland to take its opener at the Four Nations Face-Off, 6-1 in Montreal. The Tkachuk brothers each scored twice, with Matthew adding an assist. The New York Giants are selling up to 10% of the club, so let's start pulling our money. This expected
no thanks.
To lead to a record valuation for a franchise. The Eagles just did something like this and were valued at just north of $8 billion.
Holy.
And Denny
the Bills did this, too.
But not for that. The valuation wasn't that high.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But
why not?
Got a couple reasons. But no, this is the thing now. They just said you can have like private equity firms or whatever can come in and buy 10% stakes.
Yes.
And so now everyone's doing it.
Yeah. Just free money.
Man.
Must be nice. And you don't get anything out of it. No power, maybe.
No, you don't get a say.
You can go to the games and whatever, but you just give them money and they say thank you.
I think you might even have to pay for the suite. I don't think that comes with. I remember there was a many years ago when the Mets got in trouble because of the Bernie Madoff scandal. Mm. They started taking on a lot of minority investors. Like you could buy into the Mets for like a mil.
Yes.
You didn't even get a parking spot.
No.
You had to park at LaGuardia Airport like the rest of the jabronis out there. Just nice. You didn't even get a freaking parking spot. $1 million. Or it was a little more than a million.
Yeah. I think if I'm chipping in for a portion of like a $9 billion operation, I better get some seats.
Yeah, like what's the one thing you'd ask for?
Last row, 400, 500 at Citi Field?
Like you got to be able to show off that you own 6% of the Giants. Like there's got to be a flex in there somewhere.
I don't think it's a parking pass.
How about a bumper sticker?
I don't even think you get a t-shirt. Honestly, you don't get much.
Do I get Tiki Barber for a weekend? Can I borrow Harry Carson? Like, how does that look?
To what, dump a Gatorade over your head?
Can I throw a pass to Imani Toomer somewhere?
See, I think that's what I would probably ask for. It's like, I want one of the players to show up at a party or something for my kid.
You will get Kevin Boss and Lightning.
Yeah, thank you. I get former tight end Kevin Boss. Lucky me.
Which is what every 7-year-old wants at his birthday party.
Wow, can't wait. I'm sure he's a barrel of laughs, too.
Well, that's not no personal attacks on Kevin Boss.
Is he interesting? I think we would have known. Pearl, what would you ask for? If you're a 10% minority owner, you get one wish.
I think this whole conversation is ridiculous because you just want money, right? Like these teams are printing money. I know a person in this industry, like they get a lot of money.
But if you're this rich to buy in, you already, like the Eagles, it was two rich families that bought in. It wasn't like a private equity firm. It was just probably people who knew the Lorries. Oh. You're already rich beyond belief.
Wait, I thought this was all private equity firms we're talking about.
Like the Giants is, but yeah. When the Philadelphia Eagles sold their 10% stake, it was just to two rich families.
The Giants might not do that either. They're just they're looking for anything. But you can now sell to private equity manifest.
I met one of the minority owners. I didn't know Lori was one of three that bought in 94. And the daughter, I met her through our friend Sam Farmer. She was like front and center at the Eagles parade. She gets everything.
Yeah.
She gets every ticket. So I'm not sure you're saying that they don't get tickets.
No, I was going to say, I don't think they get a private suite.
The private equity firms do not, but the individuals do. There's a lot of money to be made here. Private equity firms generally don't get into things because they're
losers.
Yeah.
Would you buy into a college program though, or pro if you could decide? Because now you can, you know, get into the college program.
I would definitely get into that college program.
I think I would also.
There's a lot of money to be made there. And youth sports is getting dominated private equity. Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, has this massive youth sports. I mean, you have kids, like you see the money that's being burned by parents.
The Commanders.
Yeah.
They're just like me, I'm parents.
Should we just ditch this job and create like a rival AAU league or something?
No, I want to make the next $90 batting glove company.
Oh my God. It's ridiculous. But I think college, we spend so much money and we're part of it on sports. Everyone's throwing money. Well, of course, private equity is like, yeah, give me some of that. I think it's more greed than trying.
Man, we were just talking about getting like free popcorn. You made this very heavy.
Yeah. But you said the second you say the words,
like, I want to have, you know, shoot hoop with Allen Iverson. You're like, how about this is, you know, taking the country down to a dark hole with.
Well, you say the words private equity immediately, like, and I know Maggie's bringing, oh, okay, private equity. There's some evil going on behind the scenes here. This is like not kids' play.
Listen, I just want a Monty Toomer coming to my birthday party.
Kevin, awesome. Let's go back to Kevin Boss being a dud.
10% discount on my PSL.
Good luck with that.
Can I get Madden 5 days early? How does that get something out of
this? Right, you get it leaked? No shot. Folks, thanks so much. We have a lot of Cowboys news to get to, including Micah Parsons speaking out, CeeDee Lamb putting his foot in his mouth. Lots to do. It's M&P.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that music? Time for a cowboy quickie. CeeDee Lamb, Perloff, putting his foot in his mouth a little bit. Anytime you talk about the fans and you do it in a negative way, you may live to regret it. So here is the Cowboys wide receiver admitting during Super Bowl week that Eagle fans way more passionate than the Cowboy faithful.
Who has a more passionate fan base, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
Eagles.
Eagles?
They're crazy. Our Cowboys, our fans are deep, but they not. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but the Eagles got it.
Go Bird!
You can tell while he's giving the answer, he's like, uh-oh, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Derrick Henry is also randomly in this clip, and he's just giving CeeDee Lamb the death stare, like, don't do it, man. Don't take on the fans. You never take on the fans. And even if this is 100% true, it's a must-lie situation for CeeDee Lamb. You got to say Cowboy fans are the best.
I think in the year 2025, that is a completely non-controversial statement. Everyone knows the Cowboys fans are mailing in right now. I don't think he's going to get in any trouble at all because, like, Cowboys fans are so fed up, they're not even going to care.
I don't think the Cowboys, the Cowboy fans mailing it in or the Cowboys mailing it in?
Why?
I think the fans are mailing it in. I think the engagement with the team in Dallas, ironically, seems like a recent low. I don't think they care. They're not showing up at the stadium. I don't think they're going to Frisco. Like, they didn't go to Oxnard. Don't you sense that they're over this current regime?
Yeah, but I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either.
I think that it's the team that's giving them a reason to want to turn their backs and say, and the Brian Schottenheimer hire was completely uninspiring.
Well, also, too, I just think that right now, the Eagles fan base, you can admit that is a crazy, passionate fan base. I don't think there's any harm. They're coming off a Super Bowl win. The fans are climbing up poles and eating questionable things and partying. Like, I don't know why. For some reason, that didn't strike me as a very dangerous comment by CeeDee Lamb.
That's your Cowboy quickie.
If he had said the Cowboys fans are more passionate than the Eagles fans, I don't think anyone would have bought that. They're a bit of a wine and cheese crowd these days, huh? That beautiful stadium in Dallas, it's not the same.
Yeah, but the thing, the Cowboys have always enjoyed this, you know, the America's Team nickname, obviously, which we can decide whether or not they still hold that. But the other part is, you know, they're the ones who are given the tours of the stadium that are interrupting guys weightlifting. You know, they're the ones who it's such a destination just to be at the stadium. You thought they had this sort of glamour, and I think all that shine has really come off. And I think you and I are lockstep here. Don't blame the fans. I mean, they're subjected to the same stuff over and over again. These empty promises from, you know, the owner. This idea that they would go all in and didn't do it. Dak keeps getting hurt.
I don't think even at the peak, the Cowboys fans were kind of like the Eagles fans, too. The passion is a little different. I can't picture Cowboys fans doing the stuff Eagles fans do.
Well, they haven't had a chance to celebrate like Eagles fans.
I'm even thinking back to, I don't remember anything about the 90s, but it just doesn't seem, it seems like a very different crowd. The Eagles, to me, are pretty much as close to a college football crowd as you're going to have. They're like a SEC team right now. I don't think the Cowboys were ever quite like that. Like, you never confuse the LSU crowd with the Cowboys crowd. Where the Eagles, that might as well be Georgia. I mean, or whatever. Like, they're all in. They have all the Georgia and Alabama players. Basically an SEC team.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I don't know if that's necessarily right. Is it the type of passion where you're going to boo Santa Claus and throw stuff and get in fist fights and all that? You know, maybe not, but if you're talking about passionate fan bases, I feel like the Cowboy fans were certainly at the top of that list for a long time because we're talking about the biggest franchise in the biggest football mad area in our country. And that's no disrespect to Florida or Georgia or California, where a lot of prospects come from.
Right.
We're talking about a way of life in Texas that is very unique to Texas.
Right, right. But I think a lot of that goes to high school. Like, honestly, like, you're competing with not just college and UT and Texas A&M. You're also competing with Allen High School. So I do think
But this is the Dallas Cowboys.
I think the high school passion is probably stronger in Texas, don't you think, than the Cowboys?
Yeah, but see, like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think that the Cowboys did enjoy this because you're talking about what starts at the high school level, which gets continued on at big-time college football, and then the Cowboys became the pinnacle of that.
So it's all
three levels.
I don't know if it worked like that, because you look at Georgia, where my experience, and I lived in Atlanta, was intern at CNN. It's all Georgia fans, and that doesn't translate to the Falcons.
Right, and that's the Falcons bad, right? Like, they haven't capitalized on it the way that the Cowboys did.
Right, like, Georgia's a football crazy. I don't know that I'd like for someone to call in from Dallas. I do think they're super passionate. And they go way back with the Cowboys, but they share a lot of, like, I wonder, do people get more excited about their team on Friday night than Sunday? I think that's always been a thing in Texas.
Well, keep losing in the playoffs, and that's going to happen. Like, you know, that's the problem, is that the Cowboys have just been a legit non-factor. You know, they've been interesting at times. Yeah. They've kept themselves relevant, I guess. But as far as football is concerned, Allen High School has probably had way more success recently than the Dallas Cowboys have. So, of course, people would be flocking to that.
They're just a little fancy in Dallas, too. That's the bottom line. They're definitely a lot fancier than the Eagles fans. There's no doubt. Like, Shane Gillis is the perfect Eagles fan. Like, he's just like, from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. There's a lot, you know how the Eagles fans, they pride themselves on being just like sort of aggressive.
Yeah, y'all do. But I don't know if I necessarily want to say, oh, this Dallas crowd is just a champagne. This is not, you know, a wine and cheese. It's not the, I don't think of it that way. I think of good old boys, pickup trucks, you know. I'm not trying to turn this into a Ford commercial, but I'm just.
Dallas?
Yes. Like
Jerry World? I don't know.
Well, listen, Jerry is the epitome of like oil billionaire.
Yeah.
Who's also not even from Texas, by the way.
I don't think.
But I think that Dallas is still a pickup truck crowd, no?
You know what? I could be wrong. I feel like it's a wine and cheese crowd. Think about when the Cowboys walk in past those fans. Those are fancy people.
Cowboy fans, fancy.
Kerloff's so feeling himself as an Eagles fan right now. But he won.
Jerry World's awesome. I just like, come on. Cowboys fans, give me a break.
Coming up, what's Aaron Rodgers up to?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.